The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30.
Senator Mary Ciri Kearney of Fine Gael, what's your idea for smartphone ownership for those aged under 14?
Hi, Matt, and thank you for having me on. Well, on Wednesday this week, I'm proposing a motion on behalf of the Fine Gael senators in the Shannon, and that is a response to the growing concerns over the mental health effects on young people of smartphone devices and exposure to social media. And within that, I'm calling for a number of things, that we restrict the ownership of smart devices to people of 13 years and older, in other words, restricting anyone from under 13 from owning a device. Secondly, having a ban on any social media accounts being opened prior to 16 years, because 16 is the digital age of maturity in all of our legislation. And so enforcing that. But ultimately, it is to look at what are the implications of social media. The fact is that we're seeing young people with sleep deprivation, we're seeing higher levels of anxiety, we're seeing a correlation between time spent with friends is reduced since the use of smartphones. It's gone down from 160 minutes a day down to less than 50 minutes a day of young people interacting person to person with each other. So we need to arrest the long-term implications of that on development, on social skills. We see a huge rise in anxiety and mental health concerns amongst young people. So while the focus of the conversation has been on cyberbullying, and rightly so, now we actually need to look at the addictive nature of social media and of smartphone use. And that sense that you're with somebody, but they're not mentally and psychologically with you because they're on a phone and they're looking down a phone all the time and totally distracted.
Elaine Burke is with us from the For Tech's Sake podcast. What do you make of what has been suggested here by Senator Mary Ciri Kearney of Fine Gael?
I don't know how you could possibly ban certain children from using phones if their parents allow them to have them. You're telling parents how to parent. I just don't see how you possibly enforce that. The age limit on social media accounts being 16 and up, again, there's insufficient technologies out there currently trying to age gate these platforms, and it's just a case of you just fill in a different year and you get around it. The only other age verification measures that are currently out there on the market are more robust, but, you know, have much more privacy concerns and much more challenges around them because they ask for literally scans of IDs and things like that. Some of them, even more spurious, ask to do a facial scan and attempt to do facial recognition to determine your age. Completely rubbish, to be totally honest. They're not going to work. You can't determine someone's age by a facial recognition scan. So I don't even know what the proposal for the technology is to restrict people under 16 from setting up accounts, because that I haven't seen to date. I've seen a lot of conversations about this need to age restrict these platforms, but no one's proposed any technological solutions that make sense that don't inhibit everyone else's use of the internet or impinge on privacy or anyway.
So, Senator, is it that you have worthy aspirations but no way of actually enforcing them?
Well, first of all, the fact is that government sets legislation on smoking, on drinking. We do that because minors engaging in smoking and drinking, it is detrimental to their health. And so we need to take very seriously the correlations between a diminution in mental health and the use of smart devices. President Macron in February, or the late January of this year, appointed a group of experts to regulate child screen time, and in that is to look at electronic devices, phones, tablets, games, consoles, and looking at the impact on physical and mental health, having evaluate the effectiveness of the existing monitoring measurements and applying that at home as well as in school. The US Surgeon General has issued a health warning, a mental health warning, about the use of social media and sleep deprivation, depression and anxiety on the rise amongst young people. It would be negligent of our government not to respond to the fact that there is this rising level of anxiety in young people, and to at the very least raise awareness. Now, ultimately, this will need to be either a specialist unit within the Department of Health or under the Department of the Taoiseach, it will need to correlate all of the departments, because when the Department of Education and Minister Norma Foley took all of her initiatives, she only implemented a voluntary code, and when she called in the social media people, they pretty much thumbed their nose at her in requirements about mental health warnings on the use of social media.
So, okay, well, let me put that to Elaine, that we need to be treating this like the way we treat tobacco products and alcohol, that we don't allow under 18s to have those. We need to have a similar approach in relation to the access to both the hardware and the software for children under the age of 16.
So children under the legal age drink and smoke. That is something that happens. It's not a perfect system. And what happens there is that they do it, illicitly and surreptitiously and stuff like that. They find ways around it. Teenagers will do what they want to do, and you have to just try and find barriers to help them to make good choices, as well as restrictions in shops and retailers and stuff like that. You do have education campaigning around drinking and smoking and the health effects and all that kind of stuff. That's been established for a long, long time. We don't actually do good education here at all when it comes to digital media literacy. In Finland, which would be a country that would be one of the most perfect models of this, they start digital media literacy education from primary school age, teaching kids about the technology that they're engaged with, about the content they're consuming, and all of how to digest that and be responsible about it. So there's lots of things that you can do in terms of education and campaigning without actually just telling the kids to not use the things and be kind of like nanny-ish about it. But it's also like this narrative that's emerging about this social media's rise and its correlation with a rise in anxiety, social isolation and things like that. Correlation does not equal causation. That's just not a thing. Arguably, anxiety and mental health problems are increasing across the board, not just among children. And it's easy to point the finger at social media. I think a lot of us see it as an easy scapegoat, because a lot of us are feeling the anxious effects of consuming media constantly that sometimes can be overwhelming, distressing, or even sending you down a path. If you're in an unhealthy state of mind, it can actually serve you up more content that's not going to help that state of mind. But there's so...
At any age.
And there's no age at which you get good at self-regulating either. There's no deterministic, like you're 16 and suddenly you know how to better self-regulate with this stuff. So setting an age on it is also kind of just unscientific as well. You need to be teaching people, guiding people, helping them to make good choices. There needs to be, we've created a society of social acceptance of the way we consume media in this way. It wouldn't be socially acceptable to see kids smoking and drinking on the street. A lot of people who notice that would comment on it and feel uncomfortable with it. But like, we don't feel that way about social media. So it's not the same as talking about smoking and drinking and stuff like that. This is stuff that we do consume regularly. We all do. You're saying your kids can't do it, but you can do it in front of them. And like, what kind of message does that send to kids? And the mental health stuff, like, kids are turning to services even to find mental health advice. Lots of people are. Why are they doing that? Why is there such demand on social media for mental health advice? And why is that polluted with bad content? Because we don't have mental health services anywhere.
Okay, well, just finished to produce Senator Mary Seary Kearney. Could it be that we're blaming the wrong thing for what's happening with mental health issues? That it's a convenient thing to blame social media, particularly with teenagers, when it could be a lot of other things?
Absolutely not. The fact is that social media... giants are a private for-profit business model that is dependent on the attention holding of anyone who is on social media. As long ago as 2010, the American Journal of Drug and Alcohol Abuse reported research showing media platforms and apps and games are designed to be addictive. There is research and scientific research to support that. It is reasonable that we have a whole of society approach in response to that. Part of that is setting the limits on who should use what and when, making sure there's a level of maturity, ensuring there are already programs. CyberSafe Kids run fantastic programs in schools. There's already a mental health unit supporting good use of the internet. There are a number of things, but they all need to be in a coordinated strategy, and a message needs to go out there that this business model is not acceptable. We need awareness of it. And it is up to government to set leadership on that and to ensure that our young people in their formative years are engaging properly with each other, having that opportunity to engage with their family, that their family are actually present mentally and physically with their children, that those social interactions and those developmental skills are occurring, but also that there's time for sport, that there's time for reading, that there's time for other activities other than being addicted to a screen.
Thank you.
And we need to do that.
Thank you very much, Senator Mary Siri Kearney of Fine Gael. Elaine Burke from the For Tech's Sakes podcast.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.